A new report suggests that Britain has signed deals with Saudi Arabia to sell weapons and military equipment worth billions of pounds to the Arab Kingdom. Human rights activists have opposed the sales of arms to repressive Arab regimes in the Middle East, highlighting the bleak rights record of the recipient states. The British government has rejected all criticisms, with Prime Minister David Cameron defending the arms sales as, quote, entirely legitimate.
Over the past 4 years, the British government has approved arms exports of up to £4 billion to Saudi Arabia. New figures released by the watchdog campaign against the arms trade show London approved licenses worth £112 million to Saudi Arabia in 2012 alone. The items included aircraft, helicopters, drones, armored vehicles, tanks, and crowd control ammunition grenades. The arms sales have irked rights activists who argue that Britain exports weapons to authoritarian regimes which use them to suppress dissent. In addition to Saudi Arabia, the British government has signed deals on the sales of millions of pounds of weapons and military equipment to other Persian Gulf Arab states, including the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Saudi Arabia is ruled by an unelected monarch, where not even the slightest opposition to the ruling system is tolerated. Saudi Arabia was given 0 points for electoral processes and pluralism in the Economist Intelligence Unit's Democracy Index in 2012. Saudi press were also assessed as not free by the Freedom of Press Index of the Freedom House in 2013, ranking it as 182 among 197 countries listed there. Since February 2011, Saudi Arabia, especially its oil-rich eastern province, has been the scene of anti-regime protests, with demonstrators calling for political reforms and social freedoms. Anti-government protests have intensified since November 2011, when security forces opened fire on protesters in Qatif, killing 5 people and leaving scores injured. The kingdom has also jailed over 40,000 rights activists and political prisoners for many years, most of them without trial or charge. The Saudi military has also sent thousands of troops, tanks, and armored vehicles into Bahrain since March 2011 to help the Manama regime crush the popular uprising there.
Kamal Wazni is a political analyst who joins us from Beirut to give us his thoughts on this. Kamal Wazni, suppressing the rights of 9 million Saudi women and girls, thousands receiving unfair trials like the Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr, arbitrary detentions, many reasons for Saudi Arabia not to be recipient of this arms sale. Isn't there something fundamentally wrong with the UK selling arms of this magnitude to Saudi Arabia?
Well, I think these Western countries are supportive of the regime, and they continue to support these regime because they carry their interest in the region. And so far, the West is not concerned about human rights or about civil rights when it comes to their interest in the Middle East. All they are caring is the flow of oil and the money that come from the oil because they need it. Most of these countries at this point, they're heavily in debt and on the verge of bankruptcy. Countries like the United States, Great Britain, you'll be surprised how much they have in national debt, and they need those markets to sell whatever they can hold off and actually have access to their money. So when it comes to freedom and democracy, I think the West don't care very much because their system always built on occupying and conquering and repressing other countries around the globe, especially the British, been known to have colonies throughout their history. And the first things they care about their economic interest and have so little regard for freedom and liberty and civil rights.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Kamal Wazni, political analyst from Beirut. We appreciate your thoughts.